There will be a rare sighting in the sky tonight, a super blue moon. And joining us to discuss this further is the astro geek of Bridgewater, Stephen LaFlamme. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. I'm thrilled to be here.
So what exactly is a super blue moon?
Well, a super blue moon is going to get a lot of hype today in the media, and I just want to tell people what happens when a super blue moon occurs. There's three coincidences, and all three are happening today. The first one is that we have a full moon. A full moon happens every 29 and a half days. That's how long it takes the moon to go around the Earth. So, in fact, the word month comes from the word moon because they're so similar, 29, you know, give or take a few hours to 30 days in a month or so. So the orbit of the moon around the Earth is not a perfect circle. At some point, we're closer to the moon, and at one point in the orbit each month, we're further from the moon. So when the full moon occurs and we happen to be at the closest point to the Earth with the moon's orbit, we get what's called a supermoon. And a supermoon is actually about 30% brighter than a regular full moon, and it can be up to 14% bigger than a full moon that occurs when it's at its farthest point from Earth. So there's two events happening right there. We got a full moon today, which means that the moon is opposite the sun in the sky. So when the sun goes down behind you, the moon comes up in front of you. So a full moon, then we got a super moon because it's close in its orbit. And then finally, a blue moon, which is added into the list of coincidences. A blue moon occurs when it's the second full moon within a month. So we had a full moon back on August 1st. And since it takes 29 and a half days to go around the Earth, here we are still in August, and we have another full moon. So tonight's moon is called a blue moon. And no, it will not appear blue. The moon actually very rarely appears to be blue. It only happens during after a volcano or something like that, and there's aerosols in the air or ash in the air. So the moon will not appear blue. It's simply the name given to the second full moon of a month. It's considered rare and almost never happens. In fact, it happens about seven times in a 19-year period. So on average, about 2.5 years between blue moons. And finally, for folks who want to catch this, see this rise tonight, it comes out of the ocean or rises in the east at 7:34 p.m. What you want to do is put the setting sun to your back and face east. You'll have a little bit of a precursor in that you'll see Saturn in the sky right over there in the direction where the moon is going to rise. Saturn is the brightest object over there right after sunset. And just below that is where the moon will rise at 7:34. And if you miss it, the next super blue full moon is not until 2037. So I think I covered everything.
I think so, yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning for tell us about this out-of-this-world event.
Okay.
All right.
I will be at Fenway Park tonight. Hopefully the Red Sox will get one of those once-in-a-blue-moon victories.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.